Subjects were black males over 6 feet tall. Their faces covered. They were last seen running towards the high school. Authorities are still on the lookout. A Greenville bus driver has been arrested for inappropriate text messages with a 15-year-old boy who rode his bus. Leo Bowen has been taken into custody for soliciting a sex act with a student, which, believe it or not, is a misdemeanor. Additional charges have not been ruled out. Lou Goodell was 92. She lived alone in a home in the 1900 block of South Court Street near the intersection of West Fairview Avenue. A friend reported not seeing her for a few days. Police found a forced entry into her home and Goodell dead of a blunt force trauma. Police are still investigating. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell J.
We have another winner of an Amazon Echo in the name game from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Congratulations to Megan Dennison, the latest winner in the name game from Gulf Coast Supply, McGriff Paint and Auto Body, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Log on to our station website and submit your full name. We'll randomly draw one winner and announce their name.
You have the rest of that hour to call in and claim your Amazon Echo. Register at our website to play the name game and keep listening to win a free Amazon Echo from Gulf Coast Supply, McGriff Paint and Body, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Attention truck buyers, it's Ram Power Days at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville, where every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck has been discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. That's savings so big, they're worth repeating. Every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. And every credit application gets processed immediately. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth during Ram Power Days, where you get discounts up to $12,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Modified buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance, 1388 monthly for thousand finance, all sales plus tax, tag, title, and dock. Pre-owned rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. First time caller, thanks for that. Joey, the producer, know we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. Boys and girls, that is a whale of a deal. $50 gift card, Fresh Market. All you have to do is be a first time caller and win the drawing. We'll do the drawing later on today. Joey, there was the Amazon Echo. Tell me what.
Oh, yes. This is very special. It's a special contest we're doing. And essentially, what happens is you go to one of our websites, but go to newstalk931.com. Newstalk931.com. And just register and log in. And what happens is a name is randomly drawn if you register on the website, again, at newstalk931.com. And we randomly draw a name. And as you just heard at the top of this hour, you may have heard Megan Dennison was the name drawn. She now has an hour to call 377-ECHO. 377-ECHO. And she will win a brand new Amazon Echo. Incredible technology.
Man, that's a heck of a deal.
Go to the website, newstalk931.com. Just sign up, register your name. Your name will be drawn, announced on air, as you just heard at the top of this hour. And then you have an hour to call 377-ECHO. And there'll be a winner chosen every day until the 31st of this month. And we have to thank Gulf Coast Supply and McGriff Paint and Auto Body.
Walt McGriff?
Putting this all together and making this contest happen. The Echo is incredible technology, especially when you can hook it up to the whole stereo system in the house. It can do a lot for you. So, again, folks, go to newstalk931.com and register, and you can win an Echo.
I like that. That is very, that's very, very neat. We need to be reminding the audience to take advantage of that without a doubt. Okay, let's see which way we want to go here. New timeline that we've discovered in Las Vegas.
Oh, a new one again?
Yeah. It seems that, let's do the Pete Williams first, because you're actually going to hear the gunfire when he's shooting through the door, and it's not shot down into the crowd yet, but you can hear it. And I'm wondering, because if he fires and then he goes over and breaks a window, I would think that that's what would happen, and then all of a sudden just start spraying it out there. But let's listen to Pete Williams.
These audio recordings and a revised police timeline have raised some new questions about how quickly the Las Vegas police learned that a man in the Mandalay Bay Hotel was armed and firing shots.
Steven, make sure you're out of the way.
This is the sound of the actual first shot Stephen Paddock fired from his Las Vegas hotel room.
Call the police. Someone's firing a gun up here. Someone's firing a rifle on the 32nd floor down the hallway.
Las Vegas police now say that even before Paddock sent down a hail of gunfire from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay, he was shooting inside the hotel. A hotel security guard responding to a problem door elsewhere on that floor was wounded when Paddock fired 200 rounds through his room door at the guard. And police say a hotel engineer, Stephen Shuck, was also outside the room, notifying his superiors as Paddock fired the barrage of gunshots heard in this recording obtained exclusively by NBC News.
It's at the end of the hallway. I can't tell you what room. He looked like he fired down the hallway when I got close to the door.
Okay, so they called in. I mean, they radioed down and said it's the 32nd floor. And wow. Fire had come through then. That's different. That's very different. So let's continue with Pete Williams.
According to a revised police timeline, that was 9:59. Paddock began firing at the crowd outside at 10:05, then stopped at 10:15. A police SWAT team got to the 32nd floor at 10:17, and a minute later learned that the guard was shot and where the shots came from. That means it took Las Vegas police 19 minutes to find out what the guard and the engineer already knew, where a man was firing a gun on the 32nd floor.
If they had known about the security guard being wounded earlier, could they have been there even faster? It is always a race against the killer and the clock.
Officials say the guard told hotel security about the indoor shooting, but when were police notified? MGM Resorts, which owns the Mandalay Bay, says it can't comment because of the ongoing investigation. But as for the revised timeline, it says in a statement, "We believe that what is currently being expressed may not be accurate." Las Vegas is still in mourning. Overnight, the city's new NHL team, the Vegas Golden Knights, in a 40-minute pregame ceremony, honored first responders and observed 58 seconds of silence for the 58 who were killed.
Sheriff Joseph Lombardo tells the Las Vegas Review-Journal that Mandalay Bay security did report the indoor shooting to police, and he says the timeline may change again, and he commends the hotel staff for the response.
May change again. So does that mean that what they're talking about is inaccurate? Particularly the one number I was interested in is the shooting stopped at 10:15 and the SWAT team arrived at 10:17. And did they hear a shot of him killing himself, offing himself with a single shot? Or had he done it because if it stopped at 10:15 and they're entering the hallway at 10:17, did he decide to do it before we had always assumed it was because he saw the police coming?
Right.
But we don't know that that's the case.
Yeah, because it sounds like the security guard now is the one who sort of triggered him to say, okay, I got to do this.
Yeah. I'm on the 32nd floor, and there's a guy shooting.
Right.
And you hear, that's what he said.
That was very loud and clear. But apparently, we dabbled even in it a little bit because so little information was coming out that what's going on? How did this occur? But even now, the police are giving fodder to a lot of conspiracies because they keep changing their story. They keep changing the timeline. And I'm not saying it's a narrative. It's not something out of whole cloth. I'm saying there was so much confusion. When you have a clear radio signal saying it's the 32nd floor, and yet there's still so much confusion from all the calls coming in, all the police trying to work with one another, converge with one another, it leaves a lot of questions.
It really does. I mean, it's amazing how fast they reacted to it. It's amazing that it only lasted that period of time.
Yes.
But what would have happened if the response would have been to get there 5 minutes earlier?
Right. And break down the door and get him before he keeps, shot 100 more people.
Yeah, if they could have gotten to the door, all they had to do is bust the door up and throw a stun grenade in there and make sure the shooting stopped, and then go in there with a blast plate and shoot up the place. Let's go to where it says LV Las Vegas timeline changing yet again.
There are new questions this morning about the timeline of what unfolded on the night of the Las Vegas massacre. A significant change has some people now wondering whether police officers could have stopped the gunman, Stephen Paddock. Investigators say that he shot a hotel security guard before he opened fire on concert goers.
MGM, which owns Mandalay Bay, has repeatedly turned down our request for an interview. However, they did release a statement now casting doubt over the events laid out by law enforcement, saying, quote, "We cannot be certain about the most recent timeline. What is currently being expressed may not be accurate." The key question now is whether hotel security knew there was an active shooter before Paddock's deadly rampage.
Clark County investigators admitted Monday hotel security guard Jesus Campos was shot 6 minutes before Stephen Paddock opened fire on concert goers. But last Friday, Undersheriff Kevin McMahill hailed Campos as a hero for interrupting the shooter.
"This was a remarkable effort by a brave and remarkable man."
McMahill tried to explain the changing timeline on Nevada Public Radio, but raised more questions when he said that a maintenance worker was also on the 32nd floor when shots were first fired.
Again, this is, so far it's been pretty good, but this is kind of a new piece of the equation. Let's go into the second part of the Las Vegas timeline changing.
As the maintenance man as well is arriving in the hallway, they have some communication and they're just riddled with hundreds of bullets.
Assistant Sheriff Tom Roberts told the Los Angeles Times that Campos used his radio to call hotel security before Paddock's rampage, but the exact timing of that call is still unclear.
Guys, keep going green!
McMahill said that hotel security and first responders did everything they could.
"I don't think the hotel dropped the ball. I can tell you that first responder resources were on the scene very, very quickly."
Investigators have found that Paddock made his reservation at the Mandalay Bay for September 25th, 3 days earlier than originally thought, but did not check in until the 28th. They are also trying to confirm if Paddock used a freight elevator at the hotel in the days leading up to the attack.
Investigators also tell CBS News that they visited this shooting range just outside Mesquite, Nevada, believing Paddock may have practiced shooting 2 days before he carried out his attack in Las Vegas.
So he had a reservation for the 25th, but he didn't show up until the 28th. That's the discrepancy of the day, because they were trying to figure out, well, how did you not know? Now, that makes a little more sense. They need to nail this thing down. Inquiring minds want to know. I think we're going to find that just kind of everything, the order that we were originally kind of thinking things happened in, happened. I think the guy's a psychopath and just wanted to murder people and then ended up offing himself. This hour brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature, by Brubaker Motors. Buying a brand new car, you can go to any place you want to in Central Alabama, as long as you go by and see them at Brubaker Motors, Eastern Bypass location or Prattville. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. They are eager to sell you a car. They want to sell you a car. All you need to do is take the first step. Just see what they have. Just see the opportunities and the different models and prices that they have. I think you're going to be very impressed with Brubaker Motors. If you have not been there, if you have been there before, you know what they're like. They are great. News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you are considering selling some land or a buyer looking to invest in a quality tract of land, call David Harrell at the Southern Land Brokers.
This is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers, and I'd like to personally thank all of our friends and clients for their support and dedication to this company.
Buying or selling land, call the Southern Land Brokers, 334-224-9520. That's 224-9520. The Southern Land Brokers, the company that puts integrity first.
Everyone wants to feel their best and look their best, and Amplify Salon and Spa is the place that can make it all happen. Amplify is a full-service Aveda concept salon located in the heart of Old Cloverdale at the A&P Lofts. Amplify is a busy, energetic, and environmentally conscious salon with talented stylists specializing in all the latest hair color, cutting, and styling trends. And the professionals at Amplify's full-service spa are available to customize your spa experience and help you with a wide variety of skin, nail, body, and cosmetic services. Visit our website at AmplifySalon.com for all the details, including a list of our services and spa packages. Gift certificates are available too. Start looking and feeling your best today. Call Amplify Salon and Spa at 334-834-4243. That's 334-834-4243.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Hometown traditions, oven cooking and barbecue. The best sweet tea in the land, countries welcomes you. So are you hungry? Are you hungry?
Hey, y'all. Mark from Country's Barbecue here. Cater man with more Did You Know facts. Did you know our quick cater packages come with everything needed to tailgate, party, or picnic except a blanket? Did you know our piglet, a hog, and chef salad packages are pig-o-licious for smaller groups? Did you know our containers keep hot, hot, and the cold, cold, and our caters allow you to set up anywhere? Did you know we cater inside, outside, in homes, and in businesses? Did you know everything we do, we work extra hard to make it extra good for you? Now that you know it, come on down and enjoy it.
Country's the way folks down here like it. Country's Barbecue.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two 272-2228, that's where we are. Well, this just in. Roy Moore's son arrested for nighttime, but let me, after reading the story, I suspect a little shenanigans going on here. Moore's son was charged Monday for being arrested from an arrest from November of 2016, where he went into someone's land and was hunting and without permission. And what the guy decided to do on Monday was to have him arrested. So we're almost 1 year since the incident.
And now
they have it arrested?
Yeah.
This sounds like a ploy to me.
Now, did he know what he was doing? More son knowingly trespass? Or was it kind of the situation where he's walking and he ended up on somebody's land?
From what I remember, he knew that he was doing wrong.
Okay.
And he was in a baited area, too. But I smell politics all over this bad boy for sure.
Well, and I think there's plenty, you know me, Dan, there's plenty I could criticize Roy Moore on, but bringing up his son, I think, is dirty pool. That's just, I don't see why folks bring that up and think, and maybe they're trying to point out some hypocrisy, or maybe it's some way Roy raised him. It's not like that, and this is a grown man at this point. He's not acting like a grown man, but it's a grown man at this point.
Well, I'm wondering what the former U.S. Attorney Doug Jones, who in that legal community going in and judicial side of the house going in and doing something about that. That's very suspicious. Like I said, I saw the first Doug Jones commercial this morning. Let's do this. Listen to Newt Gingrich, who was on this morning on Fox and Friends, talking about the NFL situation. And the NFL has turned things around and changed their posture.
It looks as if Donald Trump won the debate over whether or not the players should stand during the national anthem. Because yesterday, the commissioner, Roger Goodell, pictured right there, put out a message. It was a leaked internal league memo. It said, like many of our fans, we believe that everyone should stand for the national anthem. It is an important moment in our game. We want to honor our flag and our country, and our fans expect that of us. What do you make of that?
Well, it only took Roger, public humiliation to finally get the message. Trump has this unique ability to understand where the American people are and what the American people value. And, of course, the Washington elites don't get any of that. And so they're sitting there going, boy, this is really stupid. Meanwhile, by 65%, the American people are going, oh, no, we're with him. Mm-hmm. And if you saw the collapse, Dave Winston did a poll where the NFL is now the least respected of the major sports. 2 years ago, it would have been the most respected.
Mm-hmm. And if you look at most of the owners, most of them seem to be supportive of the GOP. A lot of them are self-made multimillionaires. Yeah.
I think they were a little bit frightened of their players, frankly, and didn't want to get into a fight, wanted it to all go away. And Trump wouldn't let it go away. He said, let's have a fight over this. Mm-hmm. And the result was, when the country paid attention, the country said, well, of course you ought to respect the flag. And, you know, I think the most devastating single thing I saw, I think it was on Twitter, was a veteran who had lost one leg, who said, this is what taking a knee for your country means.
Mm. Right.
And you looked at that and you thought, and he said, stand up for the flag. I mean, it was just devastating. Right.
And the guy that started the whole thing is not even in the league anymore. So these guys took the lead from somebody who seemed to have skidded into the cause.
When you really look at this, and the media would never admit this, this was a major victory for Donald Trump.
It was. I mean, he was smart to say, you're disrespecting the troops, because who's going to argue with that? Though, I was talking to a friend who served, and he did tour in Iraq, Afghanistan. He said that he can't stand it. These guys taking a knee, it makes him angry. Because he looks at the flag and he says it expresses the best ideals and you know, making a more perfect union. But then he also said to me, I kind of don't like it when Trump immediately brings up the troops. I don't like it when Pence does, you know, sort of goes there and then walks out when they take a knee. He kind of just doesn't like both sides of it.
But you got to remember the timeline on this thing. This was the Friday before the election on whatever, the 15th or the 16th. That was a long time ago. And all he did is he mentioned the kneeling. He didn't mention troops or anything. That didn't evolve until much later on.
Later on.
After they, on that next Sunday, decided they were going to make a point out of it, and the media went absolutely crazy. And what they did is they overreached. This is clearly an overreach. I tell you what I'm looking for is on the 49ers, who did the thing with Indianapolis coach.
Mm.
Are they going to basically disobey the concept from the NFL commissioner saying everybody should be standing? All the owners are meeting. I think this is a case of being scared of your players and not being in control. Let's go to Fast Eddie. Fast Eddie, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Yeah, back to Roy Morrison. I can verify whether you're trespassing and running over bait or not. If the property is well posted, no trespassing, then, you know, first offense, you're busted, you're arrested. If it's not posted, the owner has to give them a warning to say, this is my land, stay off of it. As far as the bait goes, if there's bait, you're responsible to know it's there, whether you come in the dark or not. If there's bait there, you are guilty of hunting over bait. Nope, there's no way around it. I always never thought it was fair that you could walk in the dark for somebody throwing out some corn and get ticketed, but that's the way it is.
Do you think? Are you familiar with this case?
No, I'm a landowner and a hunter. I'm very familiar with the laws. So he was arrested. He had to, either the property was well marked, or he had been given a warning by the landowner once already, or there wouldn't have been grounds for an arrest. Maybe on the hunting on the baited corn, they would have had to have taken in at the time that happened. I'm pretty sure. I don't think they can come back and ticket him later. Never heard of that.
Well, it said that he was when he was arrested and he was ticketed. And now what they did is they came back and I guess something happened where the charges were not filed. And so the guy filed the charges at that time. So I'm not. But if I remember Fast Eddie, and correct me if I'm wrong, the game warden is who tickets, right?
I would think so. I think that a sheriff could enforce the same law.
Okay. Help me out on this because...
Trespassing for sure. I know a game warden can enforce both, but I would think a deputy sheriff could enforce hunting over bait as well.
Okay.
It's just not what they're out there patrolling for.
See, what I'm suspicious, this happened November 2016. It's when the incident happened.
Oh, I smell a rat all over that. That's for sure. I'm just clarifying what the law is.
I appreciate it, Fast Eddie. Thank you for the information. We always like it when our audience can come in and clarify something like that.
Thank you.
You have a great day. Yeah, this just kind of, you know, it smells suspicious, and it's got timing political written all over it, and don't like it when those kind of things happen here. Do not like that at all, but we'll see in the fullness of time. News on 93.1. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back after this break.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I love you more than I did when you were mine.
broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's Georgia Gold.
And I'm also over here to tell you about Nashville Hot.
Georgia Gold is honey mustard barbecue.
KFC Nashville Hot is spicy and smoky.
Georgia Gold is sweet and tangy.
Nashville Hot is crispy and delicious.
You might be asking how I'm doing this.
You also might be asking where the nearest KFC is.
I don't know what you're asking. This is radio. I can't hear you. Try both delicious flavors at KFC.
Available in extra crispy chicken tenders or chicken littles for a limited time at participating KFCs. Prices may vary.
Today, there are over 47 million Ford vehicles on the road rolling on over 188 million tires. That's a lot of rubber to trust to anyone other than the hardworking specialist at Ford Service. No one knows your Ford better than Ford and Ford Service.
Get a $140 rebate by mail on four select tires when you use the Ford Service credit card at the Big Tire event. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for details through 12/31/17.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrott Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrott Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrott Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrott Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389 or online at ParrottSS.com.
Hi, I'm Conrad Misseldine with Air Conditioning by Lukewire. It's been several months since we even thought about the cold weather, but the long-range prediction for the river region is a chillier than average winter. Is your furnace up to the job, or is it time to consider getting a new one? At Lukewire, we've just purchased a truckload of furnaces from Carrier so that we can offer a huge discount. These units will be in different sizes as well as both gas and electric. Now's the perfect time for you to call us and schedule a heating tune-up. But if your furnace is old, we can change it out and save you 20%. Furnaces that are several years old may become a danger to your family. So call Air Conditioning by Lukewire and we will talk with you about replacing your old unit with an up-to-date, safe Carrier furnace. Save 20% by calling us now and you'll be ready for the colder weather that will be upon us before we know it. Don't miss out on Lukewire's truckload Carrier furnace sale going on now for a limited time. Call 264-9666 or visit us online at acbylukewire.com.
Hi, this is Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. For 12 years, we've called Montgomery home. And one thing that we've learned is that local business drives the local economy. It's the lifeblood of our community. So when you're thinking about a purchase, think local first.
Hi, this is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers. If you're looking for property in Alabama and Georgia, look to us, the company that puts integrity first. We have listings throughout the South. We're proud to be a local business, and we care about our community.
It's our community. Buy local, think local. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. It's now 3,500 homes and businesses destroyed by wildfire in Northern California, according to a state fire official.
If you have a place to go, go. The less people here and the less people we have to evacuate, the better off we're going to be. So this is still a very serious event. Life safety is what matters right now, and that's where we're headed.
That's Sonoma County Sheriff Rob Giordano. There are 17 deaths confirmed, and he says he expects more bodies will be found.
We're not doing searches to find them. We're getting called there for X, Y, or Z and finding them. So when we start doing searches, I would expect that number to go up.
And hundreds of people are unaccounted for. The Boy Scouts announced that starting next year, girls can join the Cub Scouts, and soon the Boy Scouts, all the way up to Eagle Scout, won't be completely co-ed. Cub Scout dens will be boy or girl only, with the kids coming together in Scout packs. There are plans to have a program for older girls in place in 2019. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a frontal system moving through the state, and that could touch off a few showers, maybe a thunderstorm or two moving through the area. Not everybody will get one, though, and still a very humid day with a high temperature up to about 88. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight low temperature down to about 70. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Not quite as humid tomorrow, with a high around 87 and a low tomorrow night around 64. Then on Friday, more sunshine, upper 80s for a high. I think we'll be in the middle 60s Saturday. Should be dry, and maybe some widely scattered storms popping up on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
People go to church and leave church and go drink alcohol. Ain't much.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, Newt Gingrich, his wife Calissa is going to be the ambassador to Italy.
Okay.
That's a long way away.
That's a nice ambassadorship, though.
Oh, man, it's an incredible home. I mean, the prettiest home is the one in Paris in France.
Oh, yeah.
And Joe had that one, and it was great. And Italy is a beautiful place, but it's not quite as much as Paris. So let's listen to Newt talking about the immigration in North Korea.
Let's talk about immigration reform. There's so much going on the Hill right now with immigration, tax reform, Obamacare repeal and replace. But Nancy Pelosi said, you know, a few weeks ago she had dinner at the White House, Nancy right. and Chuck. And the poll showed that America really liked that. They liked the fact that they were compromising. But now she's saying to his 70, 90-point plan, however many points it is, she's saying, we don't like it. You need, our idea of compromising is doing what we want. Here's the quote from her. There's nothing in it to negotiate because it does not have shared values of who we are as Americans. Right now, we're trying to get Republicans to vote on what we believe.
I know, you know, Nancy, I saw this interesting article the other day about the average age of the Democratic leadership now. Nancy's caught in a time warp. I mean, she now represents a world that's disappeared. And I do think the country, by the way, would like to see compromise. I do think the country values the idea of getting together, that of politicians putting the country above partisanship. But that has to require listening to each other and finding some common ground.
So what are you saying, she's too old? Is it fair to go after someone's age?
No, I don't think it's her age. I think it's her head. I think that she's trapped in a world of San Francisco 25 years ago, and then her attitude is, why aren't you for everything I believe in? Isn't it so obvious to you that I'm right?
So you're giving advice to the Democrats, you need new ideas.
Including Nancy, man. If she wants to stay as leader, she ought to try to enter the 21st century, think about how the... But we had the same experience yesterday on Korea when Jimmy Carter stood up and said, hi, I'm the guy who launched this in 1994. It's been a total failure for 23 years, and I'm available.
That's great. That is absolutely great. Newt Gingrich is really good. He has found his place now. He really has a deep understanding of Trump and kind of the mental part of Trump. And, you know, one thing he was talking about in the corkers, should he stop? They said, you know, the tweeting and stuff. And he said, yeah, he should, but he won't. Because that's what he does. This is the way he deals. If you punch at him or criticize him, he's going to punch back. So Newt Gingrich on the Iran deal is going to weigh in. And again, I like this.
And by the 15th, he's got to decide if he's going to decertify the Iranian deal and send it back to Congress to vote on whether sanctions should be reinstated. And a report came out today from a group called the NCRI that says there's a new military location for what they say is a nuclear weapons plant. This is a the National Council of Resistance of Iran group, and it's an outgrowth of the MEK.
Yes.
Do you think this is going to play a role? Is this a group you respect and know anything about?
Well, it's a group. First of all, it's a group that I have worked with in the past. Back when I was speaker, they had been very falsely accused of being a terrorist group by the Iranian government. Mm-hmm. And our State Department and its bureaucratic wisdom had decided to listen to the Iranian government under Clinton. The fact is that they have been the best source of information inside Iran. They have huge personal networks,
right.
Extended families. So they're probably right. I don't see how the president, given what he said at the UN and given what he has said publicly, right. How does he now certify what he said is the worst deal we ever made?
Right. Well, he can't. And so then he kicks it back to the U.S. Senate.
Right.
And, of course, Bob Corker is there, and he's one of the guys who said, okay, let's, Mr. President, to the last president, let's go ahead. We're going to sign on board here. What's interesting about this, though, going forward, is there are a lot of powerful Democrats who do not like the Iranian
right.
deal.
Well, and Corker didn't like it either, but he was dealing with Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if Corker and Cardin wrote in a provision which is allowing the president to suspend it, and the provision is very broad. It says, you know, not just the nuclear stuff, but if in your judgment it's not in the national security interest of the United States.
So Bob Corker gave Donald Trump the out.
Corker gave Trump the out. And I think Trump will take the out, and I think he should. I mean, we need a strategy right. for taking on
Iran. Do you think
Congress
reimpose sanctions? They have 60 days to decide.
I think they should, and I think they should actually make them tougher.
And I agree, if they can get it done. But isn't that interesting that the Corker left him an out? Everything I've heard has said you either certify it or you don't.
Right.
I didn't, and are they living up to the rules? Or is it in the best interest of the United States?
Well, and I talked with my guest last night about this. She saw this coming when Nikki Haley spoke to the American Enterprise Institute a few months ago. And Nikki Haley essentially acted like a lawyer in court and gave a brief against Iran. And she admits that the Iranians have lived up to the agreement, to the letter of the agreement between several nations and the European Union and the UN. But she says that part of the agreement is only one puzzle piece to the larger concerns we have, such as activities of the Revolutionary Guard, such as Iran's continued development of missile technology that could be capable of delivering a nuclear weapon. My one issue, though, is that, say the Congress throws on new sanctions, that is a breach of the deal. That, I mean, is clearly a breach of the deal. And so does that put us in an immediate standoff where you have Saudi Arabia and Israel against Iran? I don't know. I don't know how it helps getting rid of the deal. You could say the deal's not enough, the deal is not all-encompassing and should have done more, but I don't see how scrapping the deal necessarily gets
scrapping.
What we want.
Yeah, it's not scrapping.
Well, Trump decertifying isn't scrapping it. If Congress put sanctions on it, would.
Well, but the threat of sanctions can happen that would do it, but then what's going to happen is when the point that it decertifies it and you get to that point, you can negotiate, and I think that's what's going to happen. And again, everybody's going to be up in arms, hair on fire, saying this is the worst thing we're on the brink of nuclear war.
Yeah, well.
And what he's doing, I believe, is getting them back to the table. And I think this is actually going to turn out pretty well for Trump. Okay, so Newt Gingrich on North Korea.
But notice what we're doing in North Korea. We're right. saying, you know, if your bank deals with them, it will not deal with any U.S. bank. We're still the biggest economy in the world. We're still the center of the world financial system.
Plus, China yeah. is squeezing North Korea like it's never squeezed them before.
That's right.
Supposedly. That's what they say. Real
quick. That's what they say.
Senator Bob Corker came out and said, and passed a referendum that said you can pass this treaty without the majority of Senate votes. There was only 40-plus votes
right.
for this treaty. Could you tell me legislatively what this deal is? Why it was passed? What president... How he was in cahoots with President Obama to do this?
I mean, no, I don't think he was in cahoots. I think he was faced with the reality that if he had passed the bill he liked, Obama would veto it. and he wanted a bill signed, and he specifically wanted the provision that Trump's about to use, which allows the president to pull out of it.
But so why would you ever have a provision in that allows less than 50 senators, and you're in the majority, less than 50 senators to okay a plan? Why would you do that?
Because it was the price of getting Obama to sign it.
That's how it works in Washington.
Just reject
the price of stuff.
Why not just reject it?
Well, if they rejected it, then they would not currently have an ability to withdraw from it.
But then they wouldn't have Senate approval on it.
Right, but it would still be there because you had Kerry and Obama.
And now it is the president.
Who, by the way, cared more about the Iranians than about the Congress.
Sure.
Bingo. Exactly. Exactly right. Let's see here. Let me pull in to... Do we have enough time for that? Yeah, let's do the nuclear expansion. Kristen Welker, this is a fascinating story that's building off of some other stories. This is a kind of addition going to the moron statement.
NBC News has learned from three officials at a wide-ranging Pentagon meeting this summer that the president called for a dramatic increase in the nation's nuclear arsenal, as many as during the Cold War era, rattling some of his own top advisors. Now, an actual increase would violate nuclear arms control treaties going back to Ronald Reagan. That meeting taking place right before the Secretary of State called the president a moron. All of this comes as the president is locked in a high-stakes standoff with North Korea.
This morning, NBC News has learned striking new details about a July 20th meeting at the Pentagon that preceded Secretary of State Rex Tillerson calling the president a moron. At the time, the president said the meeting, which also included the defense secretary and vice president, cabinet members, and top military advisors, was very good.
Tremendous people, Pentagon. Nothing like it.
But three officials present in the room describe a meeting that was at times tense. One key moment, when the president told his national security team he wanted to expand the U.S. nuclear arsenal to what amounted to nearly 10 times its current level. The current number of U.S. nukes is approximately 4,000. According to the sources, the president was shown a chart of the history of the U.S. nuclear arsenal, which peaked in the late 1960s at roughly 32,000 weapons. The president told his team he wanted the U.S. to have about that many. And while some in the meeting didn't take the president literally, according to officials in the room, briefers explained to Mr. Trump why expanding America's nuclear stockpile isn't feasible. The U.S. is not planning to alter the size of its nuclear arsenal. It would not only break with decades of U.S. nuclear doctrine, but it would also violate a number of international treaties.
News on 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back to talk about this. Expanding the nuclear expansion here in America? Or is he maybe thinking something different? We'll be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Home, don't want nothing to be wrong.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Student loans, credit card payments, payday loans. I felt trapped by all the money I owed. Then I heard about debt consolidation from ASE Credit Union. It was such a relief to have someone help me figure it all out. Whether it's a lower interest loan or a zero interest credit card, ASE can help you get out of debt faster and lower your monthly payments. Say yes to ASE. They're your goals. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
How would you like to help area cancer patients and have a lot of fun at the same time? Join the Cancer Wellness Foundation of Central Alabama October 19th at Wind Lakes Country Club for their Beat the Odds Casino Night. Enjoy food, drinks, and a live auction with your winnings. The Cancer Wellness Foundation serves cancer patients in a 30-county area, and you can help meet their needs. Log on to cancerwellnessfoundation.org for complete information. That's cancerwellnessfoundation.org. Beat the Odds Casino Night October 19th at Wind Lakes Country Club.
Your your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. I'm not quite sure how to read this because this is kind of a story about a story type thing. And what he's saying, because he's shown a chart and says 32,000 nuclear weapons, and that he's saying, I want to go back up to that number. But what you think is you're going back up to that number as in ICBMs that are delivering back then type technology. You don't need 32,000 weapons. And because the technology has advanced so much, and particularly, is he talking about more tactical weapons versus total, indiscriminate type of weapons, as Mark Conversino and some other people have shared with us, more the mortar and artillery round type things.
Which the Russians have said they are more than willing to use if pushed.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, where we're kind of moving up to this thing, I think that's actually a good way to kind of show whether you're serious or not without creating just total bedlam and mass destruction, where you go, we're going to pop a little thing over here. So let's listen to the second part of this story.
Since his candidacy, Mr. Trump has been inconsistent with regards to his stance on nuclear weapons. While insisting he was against nuclear proliferation, in some instances he seemed open to the idea.
But if you say to Japan, yes, it's fine, you get nuclear weapons, South Korea, you as well, and Saudi Arabia says we want them too.
Can I be honest with you? It's going to happen anyway. It's going to happen anyway. It's only a question of time. They're going to start having them, or we have to get rid of them entirely.
Shortly before his inauguration, Mr. Trump tweeted, the United States must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability until such time as the world comes to its senses regarding nukes. All this coming amidst mounting tensions with North Korea over its nuclear program. Overnight, a show of force. U.S. bombers flying near the Sea of Japan alongside Japanese and South Korean aircraft. President Trump meeting with his national security team Tuesday to discuss the crisis. The defense secretary stressing diplomacy this week while cautioning all options are on the table.
You have got to be ready to ensure that we have military options that our president can employ if needed.
The White House wouldn't comment on the record for this story, but one White House official downplayed any tensions surrounding nuclear weapons at the July 20th meeting, saying the nuclear arsenal was not a primary topic of the briefing. A spokesperson for the Pentagon would only say the defense secretary's conversations with the president are privileged. The Trump administration is in the process of modernizing its nuclear arsenal, which does not violate any treaties.
See, I think something, what was said at the very end, I think something's being lost in the translation. By the way, that noise is the mower and blowers that are at the White House. I don't know why all of a sudden I've noticed that this is happening like all the time with everybody. But I feel good that Mattis is there and that Tillerson is there and John Kelly is there. That all kind of makes sense to me. And that, again, hopefully it's going to be something that's going to be lost in the translation versus, or somebody's, they're kind of expanding on something that wasn't necessarily meant the way it's being presented.
Well, and here's one possibility. You could take it at face value on how they're reporting it, and Trump is ignorant of all these treaties and stuff like that. But here's one thing I've noticed. The very damaging leaks, since John Kelly became chief of staff, the damaging White House leaks have pretty much stopped. You get things here or there.
Right.
And you get reports like this. It makes me wonder, is the White House selectively leaking stuff to sort of give what Trump's talked about, the madman theory, the strategic ambiguity, that Trump could do anything at any time, sort of to intimidate and deter others out there?
Right, where he's saying that he brings the generals in and said the calm before the storm to try to get all that crazy. Tillerson goes, I don't want it to happen. We don't want it to happen, but you just never know type thing. Kind of like what Kissinger did with Nixon.
Right.
So maybe they're playing it out. Again, I get very cautious when when you get a leak story and then you get a story about the story. That's where I start really running into to some problems. So far, because I believe North Korea is doing, certainly is responding more than they ever have before, and I think China is putting some pressure on them, but despite what Brian Kilmeade has said, but this is, I think it's working. I think it's working in the Middle East. I think it's working in Korea right now. And North Korea, and I think they're bringing folks in. Let's go to the phones and go to Chuck. Chuck, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, Chuck.
I was just wanting to call in about the reports from NBC. We have a tweet from Donald Trump, the president, saying that was fake news. He put it out this morning around 8:45 a.m. He says, fake NBC News made up a story that I wanted tenfold increase in our U.S. nuclear arsenal. Pure fiction. Made up to demean. NBC equals CNN, it says. So he tweeted that this morning right after the report came out.
I did not see that when I was doing the cuts on it. Of course, what I was doing is I was seeing it as the report came out. I was actually covering the report.
Right, so...
That was good, Chuck.
Could be that NBC just made this up.
Well, or here's again, having been there, a problem that you'll have. Somebody will tell something to somebody as a planet story that makes that reporter look bad. Another way that happens is somebody will do a planet do a story thinking that they've gotten something right, and they've actually just been given a load of you know what. And then they get discredited. There is so much, there is an art form of leaking and getting information around Washington, D.C. that is like a kabuki dance run amok.
And when you give disinformation, it allows, say, somebody like John Kelly to watch how that information trickles out.
Absolutely. I mean, I have seen a situation where people, including myself, were told something in the room and told, don't say anything about it, and then something came out, and the only people that were in the knew this were in the room. But it was not correct. So it made the person who did it look like they lost total confidence in them.
Right, it was a test.
Yeah. Well, it was a way that Jim Baker outed some people.
Yeah.
You would think they'd put a clamp on this and find out who's leaking these things.
Well, and again, but it could be somebody just made up a story, or somebody either made it up and gave it to somebody intentionally to get this person discredited, or somebody wanted to be important to Andrea Mitchell and these people, and they told them something that was not true. It probably is the first.
And
I tell you what, it's a smart way of doing things, and this is somebody who knows what's going on and knows how to play the game in Washington, D.C., if they're doing it, what I just described. But that's what D.C. does. So let me give you an example. I tell Joey a falsehood about something, and then he runs and goes tells the press about it. And then what I've done is I've discredited him with the Washington Post. Schmott, and then you know who's doing
the leaking, yeah.
Chuck, thanks for the telephone call, buddy. I want you to have a wonderful day. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.